1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-4017, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-4017. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-4017. That's 800-566-4017.
Play.
I'm Brett Jackerman. Former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez was found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of 27-year-old in June of 2013. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Baseball action today. The Marlins defeated the Braves by a score of 6-2, getting home runs from Michael Morrison and Danny Echevarria. Right now, bottom of the fourth at Fenway, a high-scoring affair. It's Washington on top of Boston, 8-2. Ian Desmond is homered for the first time this season for the Nationals. Also today, bottom of the second, it's the Angels with a 6-0 lead over the Rangers. Top of the ninth in Cleveland, the Indians in front of the White Sox by a score of 4-2. The final night of the NBA regular season, and there are still two playoff spots up for grabs. The Pacers hold the eighth spot in the East and will clinch the final playoff spot with a win over the Grizzlies. Paul George's comeback has been a big boost and said the Pacers will be fired up.
We control our destiny at this point. So everybody's got to bring everything, and, you know, we got to, you know, play survival mode. You know, we got to get this win.
The Nets, a game back, will host the Magic. The Pelicans and Thunder are tied for the eighth spot in the West, but the Pelicans hold the tiebreaker. New Orleans is home to take on San Antonio, which has something at stake. The Spurs have won 11 in a row and trailed the Clippers by a half game for the second spot in the West. The Thunder are in Minnesota. Duke's Tyus Jones enters the NBA draft. The Boston Bruins fire general manager Peter Chiarelli, and the Stanley Cup playoff opens tonight. Stanley Cup playoffs open tonight with four games. The Bruins missed the postseason this year. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Catch the latest news on your favorite baseball team all season long on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Allie, coming alive from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Happy Wednesday to you, everybody. Thanks for being with us. DA in for Doug this week. We appreciate you stopping on by, spending some time with us. Oh, good show coming up for you. Ken Berger's going to join us later on this hour, senior NBA writer for CBS Sports. It all comes down to tonight. What a night. Playoff permutations. Up in the air, going into the final night of the regular season in the NBA. Also later on in the program, Greg Bedard, Monday morning quarterback, MMQB.com, SISI, SportsIllustrated.com. He's going to drop on by, talk a little NFL with us. Also cover the Patriots, very in-depth. So he can give us some insight into the Aaron Hernandez situation and, of course, NFL draft stuff. And coming up in about 17 minutes from now, Sports Illustrated's Sports Law Insider and expert
That'd be Mike McCann is going to drop on by. He's going to stop on and talk about the Aaron Hernandez decision as well. So I want to get to your thoughts. Obviously, it's a big day, not only NBA, NFL draft stuff, but obviously with the Hernandez news. So hit me up on the phones, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. Well, you have to begin with Aaron Hernandez because a one-time Pro Bowler, a guy that looked like a future star in the league, had already kind of developed into one, into that two tight end system that Belichick and the Patriots offense had developed. Bill O'Brien, then Josh McDaniels had used Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez to great success, so much so that in 2011, the Patriots go all the way back to the Super Bowl. They lose to the Giants a second time around, but Hernandez was huge that season, and the Patriots decide to lavish him with a $40 million contract to jump ahead of his rookie deal expiring and then him hitting the open market. It wasn't long ago, 4 years ago, where Aaron Hernandez had everything. Stardom, winning team, chances at titles, an offense that utilized him in a big way, and a big, fat contract. Today, as you just heard of the update, he's found guilty of murder without chance of parole. And so now, who knows what ends up happening to Aaron Hernandez in the annals of history. Do we have the audio of today at the courtroom, the decision on Hernandez? Here it is.
Madam Courtperson, on indictment 2013-983-A, charging the defendant Aaron Hernandez with murder. What say you, Madam Courtperson? Is the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
Madam Courtperson, by which theory or theories, deliberate premeditation and or extreme atrocity or cruelty?
Extreme atrocity or cruelty.
Indictment 2013-983-B, charging the defendant Aaron Hernandez with unlawful possession of a firearm while not at home or work. What say you, Madam Foreperson? Is the defendant not guilty or guilty?
Guilty.
So that was the audio earlier today in Fall River, Massachusetts. From a life standpoint, from an Aaron Hernandez standpoint, who knows what becomes of Aaron Hernandez? I mean, maybe it's Ray Carruth, a guy convicted of murder and kind of this really ugly blip on the NFL radar and sports radar. But maybe it's more. Hernandez played for one of the most popular teams in the NFL because I think his brand, his name recognition was larger than it ever was for Ray Carruth. And the NFL obviously deals with this in some ways, yet another PR black eye. Now, the NFL will tell you, well, he's not a member of the NFL. He's not a player in the NFL. So it's not like Adrian Peterson. It's not like Ray Rice. I would disagree. Aaron Hernandez committed this murder while he was an active member of an NFL team. The NFL will try to distance itself in every single way from this. The New England Patriots the same way. But the New England Patriots kind of exist in this stratosphere where they're a model organization. They always win. They're defending Super Bowl champions, have one of the most popular and successful owners out there. Belichick's one of the greats of all time. Brady's one of the greats of all time. Modern day dynasty. And yet you don't have kind of a blacker eye than this. You really don't. We're waiting to see what happens with Deflategate. But in reality, Deflategate is of no importance, no significance compared to this. And I know what a lot of people will say, well, the New England Patriots can't be held responsible for this guy's life off of the football field. And certainly in a lot of ways, that's true. I think it's interesting to note that just yesterday we talked about Lawrence Phillips. killing his cellmate in prison, who had been thrown in jail for a long time for a history of violence. He always had that. Lawrence Phillips, going back to growing up, was a foster kid. Suspected that he had been abused, neglected. Things went downhill. He obviously went to Nebraska, had a big career there, but apparently smashed his girlfriend's head into a mailbox in college. Also dragged her downstairs by her hair. And he had this huge, huge, huge red flag on him. Well, Lawrence Phillips was drafted number 6 overall by the St. Louis Rams.